This audio clip provides a summary of a Regulatory Impact Statement, or RIS, prepared by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. It provides an analysis of options to further improve timely access to a greater variety of copyright works for New Zealanders with a print disability under the Marrakesh Treaty. For the purposes of this RIS, we assume that New Zealand will accede to the Marrakesh Treaty and has made the minimum necessary amendments to the Copyright Act 1994. A general overview of the Marrakesh Treaty policy proposal can be found in the Cabinet Paper and the National Interest Analysis. Both are available via PDF or audio file on MB's website. Summary of the Regulatory Impact Statement. Taking the minimum necessary steps to accede to the Marrakesh Treaty would go some way to addressing the lack of access to works in accessible formats for individuals with a print disability in New Zealand. However, it will only partially address the problem. This is because of two specific issues. Issue 1. Only two organisations with limited resources, the Blind Foundation and the University of Auckland, are providing accessible copies of works to a small subset of individuals with a print disability, for example, individuals who are blind or students with low or impaired vision. Issue 2. There are compelling reasons why individuals with a print disability may want to convert works themselves. For example, some works may not be prioritised for conversion into the required accessible format by authorised entities. However, there is a lack of clarity around the extent to which individuals with a print disability or someone acting on their behalf can convert lawfully obtained copyright works into accessible format copies for personal use. The Copyright Act does not provide a broad exception to copyright for individuals with a print disability copying for personal use. The fair dealing exceptions for the purpose of research or private study, criticism, review, and news reporting may be potentially relevant. However, the extent to which an individual could rely on these provisions is untested and unclear. Furthermore, producing a copy of a work for recreational reading is likely to be out of scope of the fair dealing exceptions. Given these two issues, MB considered a number of changes to the Section 69 exception. Options are based on provisions provided but not required within the Marrakesh Treaty framework, experience of disability exceptions from the United Kingdom, and policy development in this area in Australia. Having assessed options against objectives outlined on pages 7 and 8 of the RIS, MB developed two preferred options. 1. Allow all organisations that meet the definition of authorised entity under Article 2C of the Marrakesh Treaty to provide and produce accessible format copies for individuals with a print disability, and also, in legislation, clarify how authorised entities should observe each condition when providing and producing accessible format copies of works. 2. Adopt an exception for individuals with a print disability or someone acting on their behalf to produce an accessible format copy of a work provided the individual has lawful possession of or lawful access to the material in question and the copy is produced only for the personal use of an individual with a print disability. Or import copies from an authorised entity in a country party to the Marrakesh Treaty under the same conditions. For more information, please refer to the PDF version of the RIS on MB's website. There will be an opportunity for the public to comment on the proposed implementation of these policy decisions as part of the legislative process. This includes during the release of an exposure draft and select committee consideration of the draft bill.